One item facing the Senate is a Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. The Democratic leadership thundered at Republicans today about their historic refusal to even consider President Obama's nominee. On July 20th, Judge Merrick Garland broke the record set 100 years ago for the gap between Supreme Court nomination and confirmation. Joining us to talk about this is NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Hi, Nina.
Hi, Ari.
Let's quickly regroup here. Scalia died, and within hours, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said there would be no hearings, no votes, nothing until the American people voted on a new president. He's held pretty firm to that.
The idea was that if Donald Trump were to win the presidency, he would fill the vacancy instead of Obama. And if Hillary Clinton won, and especially if the Democrats won control of the Senate, well, Republicans could always confirm Garland in the lame duck session after the election.
And now that we've had several months of polls showing Clinton leading Trump and Democrats potentially taking back the Senate, has anything changed?
Well, you know, things can look very different after an election, Ari. But so far, McConnell has said no to the lame duck idea. You saw, for instance, Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Last week, he poked his nose out to say that in circumstances such as we've been discussing, well, possibly there should be action on the Garland nomination in the lame duck. And the next day, his nose pretty obviously bashed in, he backtracked. Now, there's been talk, if the Democrats take the Senate, of them holding hearings on Garland between when the new Congress is sworn in the first week of January and Inauguration Day, January 20th. But President-elect Clinton would certainly have to agree to that.
What has Clinton said about Garland? She fully supports the nomination, but she also reserves the right to choose somebody else if elected?
That's exactly what she says.
It's a little contradictory, right?
Well, not really. She says, I want him confirmed now, but if it's my nomination, I get to decide whether I want to renominate him or not. And there are reasons for her to renominate him. She doesn't want to spend the first 100 days of her presidency fighting a Supreme Court battle.
It also seems like there are enough Supreme Court justices of a certain age that even if she does allow Garland to be confirmed, that wouldn't be her only Supreme Court appointment.
You put it so delicately. Yeah, we have two justices who are 80 or above, and we have one who's 78. So there's a good actuarial possibility of her getting more nominations. And she has a legislative agenda. She has things that she wants to do.
And so how long do you think the Supreme Court is likely to be functioning with only 8 justices instead of 9?
A long time. Justice Scalia died February 13th. The puzzle is what the Republicans do if Trump doesn't win and what Clinton does. If Mitch McConnell sticks to his guns and doesn't allow a lame duck vote, you're looking at a nomination at the earliest, probably in February, a year after Scalia's death, then a hearing, written questions, a committee vote, a floor debate and vote. And in all likelihood, even Merrick Garland would not be hearing oral arguments until April, the last month that the court hears those kinds of arguments in a term. So for all practical purposes, there will have been a Supreme Court vacancy for more than a term and a half. And what the Democrats really don't want is for that to become the new normal.
Sounds like it's time for a Supreme Court correspondent to take a sabbatical. NPR's Nina Totenberg, thank you.
Thank you, Ari. I'll be doing your job.